It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening around the clock, around the globe. And we have a good broadcast today. We're going to pray together. We have some information to share with you. We have some urgent prayer requests. I'm going to have a friend of mine, Shannon Smith, who is a member of Three Bridges singing group, and they have been nominated for a couple of awards on the upcoming Country Gospel Music Awards program in September. And we're going to be playing some music by Three Bridges, talking to Shannon Smith. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Here on this Wednesday as we pray. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence today with the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray right now in Jesus' name that you would bless this broadcast here on this Wednesday, and you would anoint me, your servant, to lead this prayer. And I pray that as we spend this hour together, that you would speak to us, Holy Spirit. Anoint our spiritual ears to hear, anoint our spiritual eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we have some prayer requests that I want you to agree with me in prayer about today, because I know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967, and I've been a international prayer leader since 1985. And during these 49 years I've been praying, I have seen many, many answers to prayer, so many miracles, and I do believe that we are a force in the earth when we pray, and even a greater force in the earth when we agree together in prayer. And so I want us to pray today for a longtime friend of mine, Pastor Brandon Bilbo, who is the pastor of Cross Church in Houma, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. And I'm going to be ministering there this Saturday night, and right on the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. But Pastor Brandon Bilbo is in the hospital. He's been sick for about 3 weeks with a fever, and the doctors cannot find what is wrong with him. And so we need to pray. He has high fever followed by headaches and chills. And he's been in the hospital now for several days. And we need to pray for this young man of God. He's a great pastor, great preacher. And his family has been longtime friends of ours for a long time. His grandfather, Marvin Gorman, I've preached for and known for many years since I've been in the ministry. And then, of course, his mother and father, Garland and Beverly Bilbo. I'll be ministering for them on Sunday. And so it's a great, great family. And I'm going to pray right now. I want you to agree with me for Brandon Bilbo. This fever will break, and the Lord will heal him, even though the doctors cannot find a proper diagnosis for him. They ran all kinds of tests, do not understand what the problem is, but we know there is a solution. So, Father God, I join myself in agreement with those that are praying with me here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday, as we set ourselves in agreement for Brandon Bilbo in the name of Jesus. And I ask, O God, that you minister healing to Brandon. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch him. Let the power of your Holy Spirit flow through him. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. By your stripes we were healed, and by your stripes we are healed. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would heal Brandon Bilbo at this very moment. And this fever is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. And healing power, healing virtue is coming to Brandon. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. I want us to pray for a friend of ours in Roswell, New Mexico. Her name is Roxanne Ray. She's a friend of ours, a teacher there at Gateway Christian School in Roswell. And she's facing surgery. I want us to pray for her today. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree for Roxanne Ray in Roswell, New Mexico. We pray for her in Jesus' name. Let your healing virtue and your healing power flow through her at this very moment in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Help me pray for my friend, Michael W. Smith. He and his team on their way to minister in Tokyo, Japan. Michael W. is going to be on the broadcast in a few days. I want us to pray for him, and I also want us to pray for the movie that he will co-star in that's coming out on September 11th, and it's called 90 Minutes in Heaven. And he'll be on the program in a few days to share with us about that. But we pray for Michael W. Smith and his team, as They minister in Japan. Watch over them, protect them, anoint them, and give them favor. We also pray for the upcoming movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven, based on a true story, that Christians will support this on the screen. We pray that many people will come to know you, Lord, and we will get a new glimpse of eternal life, not just this life, but eternal life. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, and amen, and amen. I want us to pray for one of my spiritual sons and longtime friends, Lyle Mason, going to have surgery. I want us to pray for Lyle. Father, we just pray for Lyle Mason in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, for his upcoming surgery, that you would be with him. I want us to pray for Queenie Stephen, our spiritual daughter in India, that is still facing major problems there. We just pray for Queenie that you'll protect Cornerstone Ministries and her and Cornerstone Ministries and the entire team there, the orphanage there, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We pray that you'll heal Kelly Davenport in the name of the Lord. Christine Noble, we pray that you would heal her in the name of Jesus. And we pray for every other need that is represented out there on BPN Radio. Before we have a song by the Three Bridges, I want us to pray for some special needs that have been sent in. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request, and we will have a prayer team that will pray with you and for you. And Layton sent us a prayer request. She said, my family's in need of financial help. My brother and I are getting ready to start college. Costs are going to add up. And my dad has some investments, but they are at a standstill. Pray that God will bless them to start generating income. And bless my dad's investments as we start to college. So, Father, we pray for Layton. We pray for her and her brother that is starting to college, and they need some financial funds. I pray for their dad, that their dad will be blessed in his finances, and the investments that he's made will be profitable and will generate some income. We believe that in Jesus' name. Totani sent us a prayer request. Pray for my rental deposit, which Satan has stolen. She said, I'll be going to court on the 29th of September and need favor in that ruling. So we pray for Totani in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We thank you for that, Lord. And Chris asked us to pray for John, so we pray for John. We pray for every need that is represented here on BPN Radio. And whatever need you might have, we pray that every need will be supplied. And we set ourselves in agreement. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, here's a song by Three Bridges, and then we'll be back to visit with one of the members of Three Bridges, and they have some things going. They've been nominated for two special awards from their album, Jesus Saves. And so I like this album, and I'm going to play a song from that album, and I just believe that you're going to be blessed. Here is Three Bridges, a song that they recorded on their new album, Jesus Saves. It's called A Time Such as This. I believe that God has brought each of us to the kingdom for such a time as this. So we're gonna play the song, and I believe that you're gonna be blessed.
For a time justice. We've been born, we've been blessed long before time began. We were in the Father's plan by His love, by His will, He would see the dream fulfilled by the blood of His own Son. We are free, we are one. We will rise and face the darkness, we will shine His holy light, we will live to love the hopeless, we will lift the cross of Christ, we will raise the flag of freedom. For His blood is our defense. He has called us for a time such as this. For a son far from home, for a child.
Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio today one of my friends, Shannon Smith, who is a member of Three Bridges, and they have received a couple of nominations for their album, Jesus Saves. And Shannon, good to have you from Nashville, Tennessee, with us today.
It's good to be with you, Dale.
Tell me what's going on with Three Bridges and what your nominations are all about.
Well, you know, we've had a great year. Earlier this year, the same album, Jesus Saves, won an award for Progressive Album of the Year. And what that means in the Southern Gospel world, what that means is we don't always fit neatly into the Southern Gospel box. And so they've created a category for us and other artists that are like us that they kind of call progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so this album, you know, it has a wide variety of styles on it. And so it won Progressive Album of the Year. It is also up now for a couple of other awards, what are known as the Diamond Awards in our industry. And it's up for Album of the Year, as well as Christian Country Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. And I guess that kind of tells you a little bit about Three Bridges, that we could win Progressive Album of the Year and also be up for Christian Country Album of the Year.
Okay.
It kind of spans a broad spectrum of styles.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like everything is changing in the music industry, so
sure,
I understand
sure.
how that works.
Well, and, you know, we see what we do pretty much entirely as a ministry, and mm-hmm. I know a lot of groups do, but we minister, I would say 90-95% of what we do is in churches.
Mm-hmm.
And we simply want to, you know, reach as many people as we can in those churches. And it's more about reaching them with the message of Jesus than it is about our particular style of music.
Right, know? Right. Well, before we talk about how people can contact you, give me a little bit of background on your personal journey in music. I know that you've had a lot of accomplishments in the area of gospel music, Christian music. So, Matt, just give me a little bit of background there.
Well, I guess I started out as a solo artist on a part-time basis probably 20 years ago or more. And eventually the Lord led us to move to Nashville. And I guess my, I would say, claim to fame, not really a famous person, but I sang lead for the Imperials for 6 years. And in the later years of that group's ministry, the group lasted 46 years, and yeah. I was with them for 6 years, not the last 6 years, but close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I sang with Armin Morales in that group, and that was a real honor to get to do that.
Yeah.
He was one of the original founding members of that group.
Right, I remember. That group sang with Elvis Presley.
That's right, yeah. So I sang with that group for several years, and then I left the road to serve as a worship pastor and to be able to minister to my family a little mm-hmm. bit. My kids were in their middle teen years at that time, and I felt like I needed to just take some time off and spend some time with the family, and God was gracious to give me a job in a good church in South Florida
mm-hmm.
as a worship pastor. And so we did that for about 18 months. And then due to the economic crash of 2008 through, I don't know if we're still out of it, but they had to eliminate that position. And so I was just back out doing some solo things and doing whatever the Lord would allow me to do. And Elliot McCoy, the owner of Three Bridges, called and asked if I would consider being his lead singer. And initially, I was hesitant just to get back out on the road and do this kind of work and ministry again. But he said he wasn't in a hurry. He felt like I was God's man for the job. So he asked me just to pray about it. So we prayed over it and studied on it a little bit for about 3 months, and then we felt the go-ahead from the Lord. And so that's been 5.5 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
it's been a real good thing.
Oh, that's good. I know you guys have gained a lot of notoriety with your music, but I know that the three of you guys really are into having to be a blessing to a lot of churches, a lot of ministries. Tell us how we can make contact with Three Bridges and your music, and if any pastors would like to have you guys out there to come and minister in their church, how do they contact you?
Well, so certainly our website, threebridges.net, and that's spelled out T-H-R-E-E, bridges.net, is a way to get, you know, a lot of information about us.
Okay.
Probably one of the best ways these days just to interact and see what's going on with us is through our Facebook page. It's a very active page, and that's just on Facebook, and you can look up Three Bridges Music. You can type in your browser, facebook.com/3bridgesmusic. And that, you know, that's a way to get in touch with us as well.
Okay.
Our booking agent is, the Becky Simmons Agency, and, that's easy to Google, as well. But, you know, that's our, those are the easiest ways to get in touch with us, and we're available for concerts, revival services, all kinds of things. And two of the guys in the group, me and another guy in the group, are licensed or ordained ministers. So we take our calling very seriously.
Good.
And we've seen, you know, literally hundreds of people a year that are saved. Though recognizing that most of our ministry is in the local church, I think we would say our primary ministry is to encourage people. And, you know, Jesus said in these last days that the love of many would wax cold because iniquity abounds in the earth. And we want to be a spark of revival to the church.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we're not among those whose love is grown cold.
Right, right. I agree. Well, I'm persuaded you guys desire to be a blessing. I know you'd be a blessing to any church if they want to contact you at threebridges.net. And also they can go to Three Bridges Music on Facebook. And if people want to vote for you and you're up nominated for these two categories, how would people go to vote for you?
Well, you can either go to our Facebook page that we've already mentioned, and there are little newsfeed articles on there that talk about this and have links that you could click on. Or you can, if you have the, if you want to write down the address, it's sgnscoops.com, and there's a link on there to the Diamond Awards.
Okay. All right, the Diamond Awards, and I've already voted for you guys, so I really like your music, Shannon Smith of Three Bridges. You know, before I let you off the telephone today, and I play one of your songs called "Satisfied," I would like for you to pray for those that may be listening out there that really would like to get into the music, well, you know, we could say business, music ministry, music industry, but they really have a passion to sing. And, you know, what, I mean, how would you suggest if somebody really has a passion to sing, they would love to record, they would love to be a part of a group, you have any counsel or suggestions for them?
You know, the first thing I would say is what was told to me years ago. One of my favorite artists through the 80s and early 90s was Steve Green. And I used to go to his concerts, I think enough that he began to recognize me. And I would ask him on more than one occasion what to do. And he always gave me an answer that at the time was a little frustrating. And so I understand if it comes across as frustrating, but it is absolutely true. And he said, be faithful where you are. Steward your gift and your talent as well as you possibly can. Get as good at it as you can. And then be willing, ready, and able to serve wherever the Lord opens a door. You know, and as you're faithful, I mean, that principle, Jesus set it forth in the Gospels, He who is faithful in little will be given much.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just, you really don't ever graduate from that,
right.
I don't think,
right.
in the kingdom of God, being faithful where you are.
Uh-huh.
And satisfied on some level with where you are. There's
yeah.
always that healthy unrest as well, because you're always on the stretch to be as much for God as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a resting or a satisfaction, a
yeah.
contentment
yeah.
with where he has you as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's some good counsel. And before I let you go, and you talked about satisfied, I'm going to play your song Satisfied. But before you go, why don't you maybe just say a prayer for those that really have a
sure.
passion to sing and use their gift and talent to forward and promote the ministry of Jesus Christ. So, Shannon Smith, good to have you on here today, and you pray, and then I'll play the song.
All right. Thank you, Dale. Father, we thank you so much for loving us, for your awesome plan of redemption, and your abundant grace that is lavished on our lives today. Father, I lift up every believer that is listening who has a desire in their heart, a burning deep within to share the gifts that you've given them. And Father, I ask that they would be, as we said, that they would be faithful where they are. I pray that they would just receive from the Holy Spirit, even right now, an assurance that they're where they need to be, doing what they need to do. If perchance they aren't doing that, Father, I pray that they would receive correction from the Holy Spirit and a nudge in the right direction, and that they would be able to just begin to follow his leading where he would lead. Father, I ask for open doors for them to be able to serve you as fully as you desire and as they desire. And Lord, I thank you that your word tells us that you give us the desires of our hearts. So may we submit to you hearts that are pure and free of selfishness and selfish ambition, and simply rest in the reality that as we give you those kind of hearts, you will give us the desires and direct us. You'll direct our steps. We thank you for it. We seek to give you glory in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, okay, thank you, Shannon, very much. Three bridges, and here they are with Satisfied. God bless you. Thanks for being on today.
God bless you.
That thunders where life has left its mark. Empty are the ones who hunger, lonely when the night is long. Desperate are the cries for healing when hope is all but gone. Satisfied are those who come to Jesus and find rest. Satisfied, welcomed as children, loved and blessed. He's waiting, you will not be and see. But satisfied
Yeah, there you have the music by Three Bridges, Satisfied, and their album Jesus Saves. You can purchase on iTunes, or you can go to threebridges.net, threebridges.net. Good to have them listening, ministering today. And I just want to remind you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here on a Wednesday as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And there are so many, many situations that we need to pray for. We do appreciate your listening and being a part of BPN Radio. This broadcast is produced by Michael Schonborn. And Michael lives in England but produces the broadcast here in America and all around the world. And speaking of all around the world, I just want to thank people that are listening all around the world as well as America here on BPN Radio. And in the month of July, we had about 49 nations that joined us last month to pray with us. I don't have the stats, the statistics for this month, but at about 49 nations. And the most listened to nation, of course, was the United States, followed by the United Kingdom. And then after that was the Republic of Moldova and Germany, and then Turkey, Italy, followed by France, Canada, Switzerland, Spain, the Philippines, Latvia, Brazil, Poland, Russia, Netherlands, Malaysia, Hungary, Japan, South Africa, Serbia, Czech Republic, Morocco, Austria, Australia, Malta, Romania, Greece, Portugal, Belgium, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Nigeria, Slovakia, Thailand, Georgia, Lithuania, Uganda, Ireland, Lebanon, Finland, Croatia, Northern Mariana Islands, and Mexico, India, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia. And we want to thank each of these nations for joining us last month in prayer. And so let's just take time to pray for the nations of the world. Father, Lord, you said that my house should be a house of prayer for all nations. And right now, we just pray for the nations of the world, Lord, that that you would put the world in our hearts. And we pray for nations around the globe that are joining us here on BPN Radio. And we are so very thankful and so grateful for the opportunity to be able to minister on internet radio, and wherever there is an iPhone, an internet connection, there we have that opportunity to pray with people, and we are so very thankful and grateful. Father, we pray concerning our Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq, and those hundreds of thousands of Christians that have been driven from their homes burned, their churches burned, their families separated, their wives and daughters raped and beaten, and many of the husbands have been beheaded, children separated from their parents with little food, little water, horrible conditions. And yet, Lord, here in America, we hear but little about this from our national media. They're turning their heads the other way. And we know that this is just a part of the persecution, Lord, that is being enacted all across the globe, including the war on Christianity here, even in America. We know there is a war on Christianity. And we pray concerning the war on Christianity in Syria and Iraq, and we pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, Lord, that they will receive these prayers today, and also that we would be donating money to worthwhile organizations, to credible organizations who is helping these Christians, these believers, particularly in Iraq and Syria, other places of the world, and that we would respond accordingly in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are in prison in other nations of the world. We pray for Saeed Abedini, who, along with some other Americans, are incarcerated there in Iran. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Saeed Abedini today, for his freedom, for his release from the prison in Iran. We pray for his wife and children who have undergone these past 3 years incredible suffering as a result of the absence of the husband and father. Lord, we ask God for your help and your mercy. And I pray, Lord, that America will not turn their faces the other direction concerning our brothers and sisters there in Syria, Iraq, and even in Iran, other nations of the world where persecution is taking place. And may we as the church awaken to realize what is happening in this land, what is happening in this nation. Help us today, we pray. Father God, we need your help. In Jesus' name, we just spent a few moments praying for the nations of the world. Jesus said, my house should be called a house of prayer. So let's do it right now. Would you do that? Father, we do pray not only for the nations of the world, but we pray for this nation. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And Lord, we know that these are crucial days. We pray for Congress as they consider the Iranian agreement. And I just pray in Jesus' name that you would give the House of Representatives and on Capitol Hill and our United States Senate, you give them boldness to speak out concerning this deal that will jeopardize the nation of Israel. We pray, O God, that you would give boldness and clarity and understanding in the name of Jesus. And Father, I do pray for Israel. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem today. I pray, Father God, that you would protect that covenant land. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that you would send people all across the globe to preach the gospel, to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, concerning today the war on Christianity here in America, here on BPN Radio. And I just want to give you an example of what's happening in our nation. I know there's many examples, but I want us to pray for the state of Kansas today. And this article appeared in the Wichita Eagle there in Wichita, Kansas. It says a Kansas public school has removed a picture of Jesus that hung in a hallway for decades after a complaint from a national church-state separation group. And we see this going on all across the land. And Royston Middle School removed the print of Warner Salmon's Head of Christ last Thursday following a complaint, same song, second verse, a complaint from the National Freedom from Religion Foundation. Freedom from Religion, the school superintendent said Friday. And the superintendent there said the picture was taken down after the district's lawyer advised that the school could not legally display it. Oh, man, it's getting bad, said one person who attended that school 10 years ago. That's what's wrong with the world. Not enough people have Christ in their lives. Ryan Jane, a spokesman for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is dedicated to the principle of separation of church and state, said it's wonderful that the picture has been taken down so quickly. And she said it's nice to, or he said it's nice to have people who appreciate the law and get things done and who follow the law, even if it's likely to be unpopular in the community, Jane said. And, wow. So this is going on all across the nation. And if you know anybody that is at Royster Middle School, you need to pray for that school because of their submission to so quickly to removing the head of Christ that's been in the hallways for decades. It's called a war on Christianity, and it's happening all across America, and we need to be alert that the name of Jesus is being removed all over America. The name of Jesus, pictures of Jesus, anything about Jesus, and they call it freedom from religion, and that's why that they're actually calling it free from Christianity, because other religions at this moment are certainly being recognized. And so we are in a desperate situation in America, and we just need to keep praying and believing that God is at work. So we pray for this middle school in Wichita, Kansas, that is another victim of the removal of anything about Christ, the Ten Commandments being removed. And Lord, these are desperate days. We ask, oh God, for your help. We need your help as the war on Christianity continues to heat up in America. And Lord, may we as Christians not wait until the next presidential election to believe that somehow the nation is going to be turned around. Help us to believe now that there's going to be changes. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us people here on BPN Radio that will respond and become a prayer partner. And all you have to do to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network, to have your church represented or your city represented, is to go to letspray.america.com. That's letspray.america.com. And then you can just click on the sign up there on the homepage, the sign up place, and you can place your name, your church, your city, and you can be a part of one in a million that we're believing for here on Breakout Prayer Network. That's going to help us pray. And we're also believing for 1,000 cities. We already have about 1,000 and 80 churches that are part of the Breakout Prayer Network, at least one or more people in that church that is praying with us. We have over 700 cities that is praying with us. And now we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. Would you help us? And if you don't have a prayer group, why don't you form a prayer group and then go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Click on 1,000 prayer leaders and register. Put in your information there, whether it's a public group or a private group. If it's a private group, we will announce it as such. If it's a public group like a church or a campus or a nursing home, wherever it may be, then we will list it as such. I'm believing, as I was taking my prayer walk today, praying over my neighborhood, I was just believing that thousands and thousands of neighborhood prayer watches would be established all across America, where you invite people in your neighborhood to a weekly prayer gathering in your home, someone else's home, someplace on your block, and that you would pray for each other. You would pray for particular needs of each other, and you could start a prayer group in your neighborhood, on your block, and you could just make you up a card, BPN Prayer Network, or put your name, your phone number, and where you're having your prayer, what time you're having your prayer, what night you're having your prayer, daytime, and develop that neighborhood prayer watch, neighborhood prayer group, and you can be the leader. And maybe you already have a prayer group going, and you would just like to say, I'm going to be a part. I've already got at least a weekly prayer group going, and I'm going to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Would you become a part? And maybe even if you have a group at school or in your neighborhood, a teenager, or maybe a nursing home. We already have one nursing home that has signed up. And maybe you could lead a prayer group on social media. We have some on Facebook. Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator from Manford, Oklahoma, she has a Facebook prayer group. And Brad Keller from Gateway Church is leading prayer. Bethel, Vermont is the location. Jay Pike from The Gate in Oklahoma City, leading a prayer group. Sonia Schimmel from Port Angeles, Washington, is leading a prayer group at Revolution Church. Malcolm Burton, leading a prayer group at School of the Holy Spirit in the Woodlands, Texas. Michelle Burnside has a private location in Madisonville, Kentucky. Karen Testerman has a private location in Concord, New Hampshire. Eric and Aaron Marte, leading prayer at Rock Family Worship Center in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Carrie Greenlee has a private location in Waco, Texas. Jill McCray is a private location in Kansas City, Missouri. Sean Patrick Williams is leading prayer at Warrior Nations International Ministries in Greenwood, South Carolina. Roy Ivins is a private location in Lubbock, Texas. Stephen Strader is leading prayer in Lakeland, Florida. Tom Santopolo is leading prayer in Rutland, Vermont at Gateway Church. And Becky Barton is leading prayer at Woman of the Word, Winfield, Louisiana. Mel Rose is leading prayer on Facebook in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're going to be in New Orleans this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And Georgia Peters, leading prayer at Chattooga Regional Nursing Home in Hiawassee, Georgia. And Karen Manchu has a private location here in Austin, Texas. So, wow. Ron Lester is a private location, Tucson, Arizona. If you want to be a prayer leader, you can get started. And I'll send you a list of things to include in your prayer gathering every Monday. And so you can put some of those prayers on the docket as you pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, as you pray for your city. I believe in God for revival in 1,000 cities, and I believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. Really appreciate your prayers. Thanks for partnering with me here on Breakout Prayer Network. And I just want to say again that Gene and I are going to be ministering this Saturday and Sunday. I'm pulling up the schedule right now. If you'll give me one moment here on my big screen. And we're going to be ministering this Saturday night, August the 29th. I'll get it right in a minute. August the 29th at Cross Church in Houma, Louisiana, where Brandon Bilbo is the pastor. We prayed for his healing at the first of the broadcast. So we'll be at Cross Church, Houma, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans, and we'll be ministering there on the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we'll be looking back and praying there and looking forward and praying for the future of that entire area, that they will recover what has been lost. And then on Sunday morning, this Sunday, August the 30th, we will be at Praise Church in Metairie, Louisiana, and we'll be at the Miracle Center in Gonzales, Louisiana, where Garland and Beverly Bilbo are the pastors. So I know that you can Google Homa Church there, Cross Church in Homa, Louisiana. And you can also Google Garland Beverly Bilbo, or you can Google, if you want to, the Miracle Center in Metairie, Louisiana, and or you can Google Praise Church. So we're going to be there, and I really appreciate you being a part of BBN today. Thank you for supporting this broadcast. If you want to make a contribution, you can go to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on donate. And you can use your credit card, debit card. You can use your PayPal card. You can use your PayPal account. Or you can send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. That's Breakout Prayer Network. And that's Post Office Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Well, we appreciate you being with us today on BPN. We'll have a special guest on tomorrow. We'll continue to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.